ball and two strikes. Winicky's pitch, curveball, hitting that outside corner. There's strike three. So back-to-back strikeouts for Winicky in the eighth. It'll bring Matt Dingman to the plate. Matt one for two today. He's been hit by a pitch. He's walked, scored two runs, been very active on the base paths. Austin Riley, the leadoff hitter on deck for Kimball. And there's a drive to center field. That's going to fall in front of Tommy Lynn and a two-out single for the Express. Austin Riley steps up to the plate. Austin has walked, been hit by a pitch. He had a base hit back in the first inning. He's one for three in the day with a run scored. Scott Marquardt on deck. Going on the play is Dingman. Here's a drive to Lynn in center field. Tommy there to make the catch for the out. Hit and run on the first pitch, and that'll do it for the Express in the eighth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We played eight. Kimball six, Pearl Lake six. It's your amateur baseball game of the week on KSM. We're back in a minute. Thank you, Cassandra. Top of the ninth inning. And we have a new pitcher for the Express. His warm-up toss is in. On the mound, it's Ben Johnson. See who goes over to second. Andy Dickman goes to second. So Ben Johnson now in the game on the mound. And the first pitch is a strike. Called to Chad Kunkel, the DH, and 0-1. Fouled to the net, and 0-2. Ben Johnson's got a little zip on that baseball. The ball's two strikes. Another train coming. And the pitch in the dirt. Check swing by Kunkel. That'll be our fourth train of the day. Fourth train of the game and sixth of the day. 1-2 and a swing and a miss. Kunkel is out on strikes. So Ben Johnson gets the first man on strikes, and here's Andy Lynn. They've got a pinch hitter for Andy Lynn. Andy Lynn leaves the ball game and into the game. Number 17, Craig Funenstein. Ground ball to Dingman at second. He'll throw to Winter at first and 4-3 on the putout. Two outs. And catcher Isaac Litvich up to the plate. Isaac so far today is 2 for 4. Ben Johnson ready. A right-hander is breaking ball outside and 1-0. Johnson ready again. There's a fastball down the middle and strike one. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. Curveball missing outside. And two balls, one strike. 2-1 the count to Blitvich. Max Fox on deck. Here's a shot foul into the first base dugout by Blitvich. And the count, two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. Ben Johnson ready. That pitch is high for a ball. And 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Johnson's pitch, a little bit low, ball four, and Blitvich will draw a two-out walk. We get a pinch runner here for Blitvich. Coming in to run. Number 23. Gus Botz. And Fox to the plate. Max Fox today is 0-for-3. Sacrifice bunt in his last at bat. First pitch outside, a ball from Johnson, 1-0. Botts over at first. Johnson's pitch high for a ball and 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Fox drives it down the right field line. This one will go foul and out of play. 2-1. Two balls, one strike, top of the ninth inning, 6-6 our score, Kimball and Pearl Lake. Ben Johnson's pitch is low for a ball and 3-1. 3-1 the count. And pitch is high, ball four. The back-to-back walks by Johnson after two were out, and we'll get the top of the order in Tommy Lynn. Tommy's far today, 3-for-4, walk. Ben Johnson delivers, and there's a strike right down the middle, and a 1-1 to Lynn. Runners take their leads, and Lynn swings and misses late on that fastball. And 0-2. Balls, two strikes. Ben Johnson facing the left-handed hitting Lynn. I'm called. Takes a breather here. Step back into the box. Amateur game of the week on KASM. Two on, two out, tie game, sixes. Lynn swings and misses. He's not on strikes, and that'll end the ninth for the Lakers. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. 8.5, Kimball 6, Pearl Lake 6. To the bottom of the ninth we go. We're back in a minute on KASM.
All right, back out to Kimbo for more amateur baseball. Here is Randy Rothstein.
Thanks, Cassandra. To the bottom of the ninth we go. It'll be 2, 3, and 4 for the Kimball Express. A game that's tied 6-6. Scott Marquardt leads it off. Scott so far today is 3-for-4 with a double. Run scored. It'll be Marquardt, Adam Beyer, and Ben Johnson facing right-hander Mitch Winicky in the bottom of the ninth. Winicky came on in the fourth inning in relief of Mitch Ergen. And the pitch low to Marquardt and 1-0. Winicky has allowed three runs. All three in the fifth inning. From there, he has settled down. Pitch low to Marquardt and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Mitch Winicky kicks and delivers, and Marquardt pops this one straight up behind home plate. Blitvich there to make the catch for the out. One out. And Adam Beyer comes up to the plate. Here at Kimball, that wind blowing from left to right today. We've had a couple balls out in left field that have maybe been that 10 feet away from the fence, but nothing that really would have been given a chance to go out and left. Center field, there's been a few balls hit a little farther as Meyer swings and misses. Strike one. There's a foul ball down the third baseline, and quickly 0-2 to Adam Beyer. Ben Johnson on deck. 0-2 the count. Curveball, Beyer laces it into left field, a base hit. So a single for Adam Beyer. He's on with one out. That'll bring Ben Johnson to the plate. Ben so far today, 1-for-4 with a walk. Ben now the pitcher of record. As he drives this to left center field, nobody's going to get this one. That goes off the big monster in left. Beyer rolls into third and Johnson into second with a stand-up double, and he just missed a home run there by a few feet. And that'll draw manager Tim Voigt out of the mound as Brian Marquardt, the scheduled hitter, the Express with runners at second and third and one out. So Brian, the scheduled hitter, Tom Marquardt over to have a word with his son, Tim Voigt, out having a word with his infielders here as to what they're going to do in this situation. So Brian Marquardt, Zach Stufka follows Marquardt. And the home plate umpire out to break things up. Sure, Tim Voigt wondering too, what are we going to do? Are we going to pitch to Brian or what? Brian has been on base three times today. He's walked three times. He's 0 for 2. And they're going to put him on for a fourth time today, an intentional walk to Brian Marquardt to load him up, put the force on at all bases. They'll bring the infield in on the grass. And they'll take your chances with Zach Sefka. Actually, going to get a pinch hitter here. It'll be Brooks Marquardt. So Brooks Marquardt will pinch hit for Zach Sufka. Brooks Marquardt stepping into the batter's box. And now time called again. Wants to go through the signs again. The base is loaded. Game tied 6-6 here in the bottom of the ninth. Mitch Winicky on the mound. Here comes the squeeze. First pitch. He gets it down. Byers safe. And the Express winning. They had the force at home plate. The ball doesn't get there in time. And the Express score on a suicide squeeze bunt in the bottom of the ninth inning. Boy, the Express unbelievably executed there, and a nice play by Mitch Winicky to flip to Blitvich, and they just missed getting the force because they did not have to tag with the bases loaded. The game ends 7-6 on a suicide squeeze bunt first pitch. For the Express in the ninth, they come up with one run on three hits. There were no errors and two left on base. Your final score today, it was Kimball 7, Pearl Lake 6. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back and name your company in Richmond, A&W, player of the game after these messages. Cassandra, our first game of the week, ends in exciting fashion today here at Kimball Baseball Park. As Pearl Lake and Kimball just in classic fashion, they battle all day, and it's Kimball with a suicide squeeze in the bottom of the ninth inning. After one batter was out, it was Adam Beyer with a single, Ben Johnson with a double. They intentionally walked Brian Marquardt, and then Brooks Marquardt laying down a perfect suicide squeeze bunt, scoring Beyer from third, and your final again, 7-6. Seven runs, 11 hits, four errors, four. Kimball, they left 19 base runners today. For Pearl Lake, six runs, 10 hits, one error. They left 11 on base. The win will go to Ben Johnson. Ben comes in relief of not only Andy Dingman. Andy came in relief of starter Zach Wallner. So Ben Johnson picks up the win today. The loss will go to Mitch Winicky for the Pearl Lake Lakers. Time to name your Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game. That player receives a $10 certificate from Albany and Richmond A&W. They can use that $10 certificate at either of those two places. So today it's going to go to Scott Marquardt. Scott was 3-for-5 today, 3-for-5 on base four times. Scott with a double today. And so congratulations, Scott Marquardt. You are a player of the game. You'll get that $10 certificate today. Wow, what a way to end. What a way to end suicide squeeze here at Kimball today. We want to thank our sponsors for bringing us baseball on KASM, Albany Chrysler Center, Warmed Lumber and Ready Mix over in Kimball, or over in, in New Munich, Warmed Lumber and Ready Mix in Sauk Center, and also Warmed Lumber and Ready Mix in Long Prairie, Greenwald Pub, Pleasureland RV and Truck Center, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Albany and Richmond A&W. That's been a good one. We'll have more to come next Friday night from El Rosa, Lake Henry and El Rosa, next Friday night. Join us for that game here on KASM. For now, this is Randy Rothstein. We're going to send it back to our studios in Albany. Your final score again today, it was Kimball 7, Pearl Lake 6. You've been listening to our amateur baseball game of the week on KASM. We'll talk to you in a couple hours. It's our Dick Butch Show in a couple hours here on KASM.